even if people have been out boating for several weeks, Safe Boating Week is a good opportunity to just review how prepared you are.
FWC spokesman Brian Raywinkle. Florida had 766 boating accidents last year, a 7% rise from 2016, but no jump in fatalities, 67 as with the previous year. Operators' inattention was the leading cause of the 261 reported collisions, among other accidents, and drowning was the most prevalent cause of death.
That could mean failure to maintain a proper lookout, literally not always looking where you're going and being aware of your surroundings. Drowning is by far the leading cause of death in boating accidents, hitting the water unexpectedly if we don't have something to keep us afloat.
According to the report, 81% of the victims were not wearing a life jacket. That's the focus of FWC's Safe Boating Week campaign.
Life jackets save lives. Wear it, Florida.
Personal flotation devices, PFDs, are no longer those bulky, hot, and movement-restricting hunks of orange-covered foam. Fish and Wildlife is out with some videos about boating safety, some dealing with life jackets for all ages.
A life jacket can save your life.
And keep your family safe.
They come in all sorts of styles and colors. Be sure you have the right jacket for the right activities.
And the right size.
And remember, it only works if you wear it.
So wear it.
You have dials. They're going to automatically deploy when you hit the water. You have belt pack, inflatable life jacket. Some people say they look like a fanny pack. And they don't get in the way of the things that you're doing on the water.
Other required or desired safety equipment aboard a vessel include a marine radio, fire extinguisher, visual distress signal, and a sound-producing device, a bell, horn, or whistle. Another vital tool is an engine cutoff switch lanyard.
If you were thrown overboard, the engine is cut off, and that makes a big difference. One, the boat's not going to go very far, so you have an opportunity to get back to the boat. Two, the boat is not going to circle around and potentially hit you if you're in the water.
Another must-have on the water is an ELB, or emergency locator beacon. Such a device can pinpoint your location in an emergency.
The difference between knowing approximately where someone is within a few hundred feet and guessing for hundreds or even thousands of square miles certainly can make the difference between someone being rescued and not being rescued.
Those safety measures and equipment fall into the something you should do category. The major something you should not do is drink and boat.
If someone is impaired, that's illegal, it's dangerous, and it's certainly something that our officers, local Marine Patrol officers, Coast Guard, take very seriously.
Drunken boating carries the same rules as drunken driving, a 0.08 blood alcohol limit for adults. Additionally, you won't find this on the highway, minors can be busted with a 0.02 reading on the water. Among other numbers, the 2017 report also shows that two-thirds of boat operators involved in fatal accidents had no formal boating education. FWC's Brian Raywinkle says state law requires those born on or after January 1, 1988, to enroll in such classes if they operate a vessel of 10 horsepower and up.
It's very similar to just learning the rules of the game, if you will. We wouldn't go out and play tennis and not have any idea about how to keep score or the rules, so we shouldn't go out on the water without having a basic understanding of what to do.
More information is available at myfwc.com/boating. Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.